The Sydney Writers' Festival is now in full swing with over 200 events from the 19th of May to the 11th of June, growing as one of the most highly anticipated events of the year since its first festival in 1997. Hello, I'm your host Cynthia.
And I'm your co-host Mick. Today's special guest is the Artistic Director of the Sydney Writers' Festival, Anne Mossop, who has been Head of Talks and Ideas at the Sydney Opera House and Director of the Centre of Ideas at the University of New South Wales, Sydney. Please welcome Anne.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us, Anne. Now, this year's theme is In This Together. Can you share where the inspiration came from?
Well, when you're thinking about the theme for a writer's festival, you have to find something that feels like it's relevant now, but also that captures all of the different things that we have in a writer's festival. And when I started thinking about the program last year, I was reading all of these books that were really about families, children, lost families, friendship, and so on. And it made me think the importance of human connection. But of course, because we're a festival that's about ideas and politics and what's going on in the world as well, we really wanted to broaden that out a bit. And there is something, you know, about the idea that we are in together. So not just about connection, but also about our connections and to the environment. If you're thinking about the aftermath of the Voice of Parliament, about the relationship of First Nations people with country, and our relationship with each other. So that's where the theme This Together came from.
And there's no doubt that this is such a mammoth event. Could you just run us through the planning process and how it all comes together?
At this in time, you do feel like, oh, has it all come together? Well, it's interesting because when you think about it, we have more than 200 different sessions. Each of those includes more writers and potentially hosts. And we also work with different partners. So we have events happening in life across Sydney. You know, there are all kinds of different elements to it. So, you know, really we start with thinking about what has been published. This is new and interesting that we would like to include, because we're really keen to showcase Australian writers. Also, when we're thinking about international guests, they're much more likely to travel if they've got a new book that they're talking about. So we really start by surveying what is being published to publishers. But we're also talking about what's happening in the world, what's interesting to people, what are people concerned about, what are the big issues that we want people to talk about. Sometimes we will say, actually, gosh, it's really important to talk about American politics and what's happening with Donald Trump. And so we will say, okay, who are people who could talk about that in an interesting way? So we approach it from both directions, but we think about something that's big and complicated this way. You know, the ideas and who we're going to talk to is just one piece. And a lot of it is really about making sure that a couple hundred people turn up at the right time and in the right place. So there are all aspects of this process, from the loftily ideas-based to the, you know, where is my car or train or plane kind of version of it that are involved.
Definitely. And from this event, there is something for everybody, from the family events to the fire talks. How does the team approach key speakers for these events?
Well, we will, we'll either reach out to them directly and ask them or approach them through their published. And if we're thinking, we're interested in finding out more about, you know, people who are writing about this, often I'll chat with writers that I know or people I know and say to them, you know, who do you think is interesting, who's published something new, or who would make a good conversation partner on this kind of topic. So a mixture of, you know, very direct approach with also asking for advice from people in the sector.
And listeners out there would be very interested in this event. Now, obviously, the website, we can go online. But Cynthia and I managed to get our local our guide from a local bookshop in Glebe. Where else can listeners find any information about the festival?
Well, obviously, the website, swf.org.au, is a great place to start. But local bookshops, particularly independent bookshops, but also, you know, any books, most of them will have copies of our program. And lots of them have done fantastic things, like you go into your local bookshop and there'll be a big display of books, people coming to the festival. And of course, people for libraries are the other great place to go. Not just, you know, obviously we work with libraries in Sydney, and so we're hosting a range of events there and they're really involved. But around Australia, we work with libraries, and arts centres on a program called Live and Local, where we will send live stream of festival sessions to those organisations. So yes, so bookshops, libraries are a really great place to start.
Definitely, and you have a stellar cast coming in from the international speakers such as Jeff Kinney to local talent such as Jeremy Fernandez, and shining a spotlight on our country's first storytellers. Can you also tell us a bit about the importance and significance of celebrating diverse voices?
Well, you know, what we sit here in Sydney and in Australia at the heart of a community of people who love books, who, you know, have all kinds of different interests and backgrounds. And so, you know, there are sometimes stereotypes about the people who come to writers' festivals about being the kind of people that potentially, you know, retired people interested in books. But what we find is that our audience is all kinds of people. And so, different people will come to programming during the day to at night. If we put on a program at Parramatta, obviously there's going to be a different kind of audience to what we put on in the middle of the city. And so what we are trying to think about is to, you know, really engage with audiences in all of their diversity. And so think about what a young audience going to be interested in. What are audiences in parts of the city going to be interested in? And also seeing the fact that, you know, we have amazing generations of young writers whose parents, you know, potentially were migrants to Australia at a certain point, and you've got their children who've grown up in Australia who are now writing amazing work. So there's all kinds of ways that we're looking to showcase different writers. And we are also looking at, you know, who are very well established in their careers, so internationally well-known people who have written a ton, but also thinking about who are the people at the very beginning of their career who in 20 years' time are going to be winning the Booker Prize or the Miles Franklin Award, and who are those people, and how can we put them on our stages as well? Because, you know, some of the great things about coming to a writers' festival are to see people whose work you love, but it's also really a process of discovery where you find out about somebody whose work you don't know at all. And that's what we're really hoping to share with people.
That's fantastic, Anne. You're definitely part of the journey for many, many writers. Now, with the rise of artificial intelligence on everybody's mind, could you give us a little insight into the event, which is titled The Art and Science of AI, and we believe it's featuring Toby Walsh, Jeanette Winterson, and Verity Firth.
That's right. So this is a conversation. Verity Firth is going to be introducing it, but it's a conversation between Jeanette Winterson and Toby Walsh. Now, Jeanette Winterson, listeners may know, is an absolutely extraordinary writer from the UK. She's in Australia about the 40th anniversary of her first book, Oranges Are Not the Only Fruit. She's somebody who has got an amazing career behind her of original and powerful work. And a couple of years ago, she wrote a book about AI, really exploring ideas of what it is to be human and what it is to be an artist in the age of AI. Toby Walsh is an artificial intelligence researcher based at UNSW Sydney. He is somebody who's absolutely at the cutting edge in his field, but who's also somebody who thinks a lot about how to help people understand about AI. He's written a number of books for general audiences about AI. And so what we thought is, we have this really special opportunity. So we have an extraordinary writer, an artist who's thought about AI, and have an extraordinary AI scientist who has thought about, you know, a lot about the implications of AI for humans. Let's put them in conversation together. So let's bring together the art science and see what we get. And these are both really fascinating and extraordinary people. And so I think it's going to be a really great conversation. Where will it go? I don't quite know. They're both coming to it with they're both being conversationalists and incredible thinkers. And they are shining a light from very different angles on this important topic. So I am really looking forward to that.
Very insightful indeed. And this is an event to look out for. So now we're both curious to know, what is your favourite book of all time?
Well, favourite book of all time, favourite writer, that's a very hard one to answer because, you know, I would be going through a whole, a whole list of different things. There are some books, some of the classics that, you know, I read and reread and that I love, you know, something like Pride and Prejudice is My Jackson is a favourite, but, you know, the work of Mong Dachi, a book like The English Patient, I thought was, you know, is one that I've loved for a long time. Or, in fact, Orange is Not the Only Fruit by Jeanette Winterson, which she's here to be talking about, is again, something that's become a contemporary classic that I really love. But I'm also, you know, I'm also a huge fan of crime fiction of different sorts, and whether that, you know, whether that's some of the golden age crime classics by people like Josephine Tay or like Ian Rankin and the Inspector Rebus books who's coming to the festival. So I have a lot of different things that I enjoy reading, which I suspect is common for many readers. So yes, it'd be very hard to pin down on one.
Yeah, and I think you're right there. That's probably true for all of us. I've got another favourite question, but mine is, what is your favourite aspect of the job?
Well, you know, there are a number of things that I really adore about this, and several stages that I find absolutely fascinating. And, you know, we're in, one of them is what we're in right now, which is when you've made a program and the people start arriving and the events start happening. It is really, really, really exciting. So that's a very enjoyable thing, you know, because you've been working on this, it's all been on paper or in phone calls, and then all of a sudden it actually starts to happen and you see how much audiences enjoy it and are responding. And that's incredibly rewarding. But I also really love, there's an element of putting together a giant puzzle with the, you know, when we're actually making the program, and that all happens kind of, you know, really inconveniently around December, January, so not great for Christmas holidays. But you're thinking, okay, these people are coming to the festival, these are the Australian guests who've said yes, these are some of the international guests who've said yes. What are we going to ask them to do? And so you're thinking, what are the connections between these different work? Who would be, you know, who would have a lovely conversation with each other? Who would be interesting together? So that whole thing, you know, that session that I mentioned with Jeanette Winterson and Toby Walsh, something like that, you think, oh, you know, you're thinking, okay, Jeanette's written about AI recently, but she's written all of these other things. And then you think, oh, hang on a moment, there is this possibility and this opportunity. So, you know, come up with these, what you think are these really interesting ideas. And then, of course, the reality test, you ask the people concerned if they're interested in it. And very often they say, oh, my goodness, that would be great. I'd love to do that. But sometimes they also say, ah, no, I don't want to talk about that. So you have to be brave and just say, okay, moving right along, what about something else? So, you know, you have these things that you think are so interesting and somebody else is, not really. And that can be quite, you know, to laugh about it. But at the time, it can be quite disappointing.
Oh, absolutely. And I can hear the passion and excitement in your voice. And it's all about the human connection, isn't it? And
so, absolutely.
And for the final question of the day, Anne, how do you feel the Sydney Writers Festival 2023 to 2028 strategic plan is progressing?
It's going well. It's going well. I mean, I think the process for us, like with many organisations, is when if you haven't had an effective strategic plan, just putting down some of those things that are really important for an organisation is very valuable. So that has been really good. And in terms of some of the, you know, there are some bigger picture things about our strategic plan, which are really just about thinking, what do we want this festival to be in the future and how do we make that happen? And it's a very challenging environment for arts organisations. It's a challenging environment in that, you know, to some extent, some, you know, we're still kind of getting back to normal after COVID. But in a challenging environment, to have some things that you're aspiring to do in terms of doing more for your audiences and so on is really, it's really helpful to have those goals, even if you sometimes can't get there as quickly as you would like to.
No, it definitely sounds like the festival's on course, Anne. So look, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you sharing your expertise, not only that, but your excitement around the event.
Such a pleasure to talk to you.
To find out more about the Sydney Writers Festival, visit www.swf.org.au. We look forward to seeing you there.